This lesson is one of my favorites. We're talking about self-care. But people get a lot of things wrong about this. We tend to view self-care as a luxury, but it's not. It's a necessity. Self-care is basically taking care of your own energy. Sometimes that involves pampering yourself, but most of the time, it's getting enough sleep. It's drinking enough water. It's taking time alone when you need to reboot. It's feeding yourself nourishing meals. It's stepping back from a spiral and taking a step in a new direction. For some reason, we think it's a good idea to take better care of our cars than we do our bodies. We have this whole maintenance schedule for our cars. We set alarms to make sure that we get an oil change, even though we're running on 4 hours of sleep that day. We fill it up with top-grade gas right before driving through a McDonald's drive-thru. Why do we do that? Because no one teaches us otherwise, so it's not really your fault. And if we want to get really real, our country's leaders are in the pockets of corporations who profit off of our sickness, our conformity, and our insecurities. So we really need to take matters into our own hands. So let's get through the basics. How do we develop a self-care routine? Well, first, lay out your non-negotiables, or your basic needs. A great start is just making sure that your mind and body are given what they need to thrive, not just survive. Here are some of mine. Drinking enough water throughout the day. I shoot for 48 ounces or more, listening to my body and checking in with myself. Not eating past being full or not eating emotionally. Feeding myself wholesome, nourishing food. My daily meditation. Getting enough sleep. I've actually been trying to match my circadian rhythms, so I've been going to bed earlier and then allowing myself to wake up naturally without an alarm. And it has been glorious, especially because I try to wake up so I have at least an hour, a full hour, maybe even two, to myself to get all of my self-care in before things get in the way throughout the day. One of the things that I've added recently has been trying to actually wind down at night, and part of that included new blue light glasses. Read about them. They are awesome. Especially if you have any sort of phone time past like 7 p.m., blue light glasses are necessary. And making an evening elixir. I gave up my old wine fetish, so I've recently leaned into luxurious teas and cocos. Tea with ginger, lemon, and honey, and valerian root has been my favorite nightcap. And I have to share that I am proud of myself this year. Previously, 2018 was my proudest year. It was the first year that I got Mind Love started. But now I'm proving to myself that I can have it all, in a sense. Basically, building my family while still creating something meaningful out in the world. But you want to know a secret? There was a really long time where I didn't think that any of this, what I have now, was possible for me. And 95% of what I've learned over the years is what I'm sharing with you in these masterclasses. And it doesn't take 10 years. I noticed shifts immediately, just applying one principle at a time. I look at these lessons as little tools in my toolbox. Little tools that have a big impact. For example, I had already made so much progress with drinking that by society's standards, I had a healthy enough relationship with drinking. But when I looked through the lens of my values and my goals, it wasn't in alignment anymore, and it was taking too much thought and energy. So I reviewed, reflected, and made an action plan. So again, look at this like a toolbox, and use these methods consistently to make progress. Now, when you put your self-care plan into action, start by picking one thing that feels accessible, or one thing that you're most excited about. That way, it's more likely to become an actual consistent routine. Okay, and lastly, I have to remind you that self-care is not selfish. The fuller your cup, the more it runneth over into the lives of those you love. Your energy is contagious, whether it's depleted or whether it's magnetic. There's also no need to feel guilty when your self-care slips. That helps no one, and it can easily lead to a shame spiral. In reality, self-care is self-love, and we are cyclical beings that sometimes need a little nudge back on track. This is your nudge. So if you fall out of your self-care habit, have compassion for yourself and just back up. Do what you can. It takes time to develop a new routine sometimes, so expect that. Now for your reward self-care list. These are the things that you know can shift your energy or be a little pick-me-up when you're down. These can be the luxury things if you want. The reason you should keep a list that you can access easily is because when your frequency is low, it's hard to even think of it. You tend to think of things that'll keep you in the energy that you're already in. So you want to just be able to pick up your list and glance at it on the wall or on the fridge or in your desk drawer and just pick one that you can handle. Sometimes when I'm really down, things that I usually love sound terrible. So that's why you want a longer list here. It's your emergency stash. Share your non-negotiables and your favorite self-care reward methods in the comments below. Help get each other's juices flowing. And now, congratulate yourself for giving your mind a lot of love throughout this masterclass. Let yourself indulge a little bit. You have your list ready. You deserve it. You've done a lot for yourself just getting through these lessons, so your reflection activity is just getting outside. Bask in the sun, even if it's snowing. Fresh air does wonders for clearing the mind, and a long walk is the perfect activity to integrate everything that you've processed. And again, I'd love to hear from you in the comments, and I'm sure other people would too, so engage with each other, build a community.